The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Game day at my house? It's chaos, but like in a fun way. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' stores are going off, and somehow everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep Duracell stocked. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance you can trust. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in stores at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Here's the thing about a tire in the road. It doesn't get there by accident. It doesn't roll off a truck and happen to land in the exact spot on the exact road that one specific person drives on one specific night. A tire placed deliberately in someone's path at the right spot at the right time isn't a crime of passion. It's not even really a crime of hatred. It's not the way most of us think of hatred. It's a project. Someone planned it. Chose the road, chose the night, drove out there, put the tire down and went home and then waited for the call or the silence or whatever confirmation they were expecting that the thing they had set in motion had happened the way they planned it. That level of cold, organized patience is what I can't stop thinking about when it comes to what happened to Jared Bridegain on February 16th of 2022. Not just the horror of it, the patience behind it. Because rage doesn't live or doesn't have patience. Rage is rage. Rage breaks things and screams and makes itself known in the moment. Rage is visible. What built that trap on that road was something else entirely, something that had been building quietly underground for years before it surfaced on a dark street in Jacksonville. This episode is about what that something was, where it started, how it grew. And I promise you, if you've ever watch someone, you know, turn a relationship ending into a life's mission. Some piece of what I'm about to describe is going to feel very familiar, maybe uncomfortably so. I'd love to get your thoughts in the comments section as we work through this. All this week, we got a 5-part series on the murder of Jared Bridegain. The trial is coming up shortly. So let's refamiliarize ourselves with the dynamics and the psychology behind this entire shitstorm. Jared Bridegain and Shannon Gardner got divorced in 2015. They had twin daughters together. And what came after that divorce, by the account of public court records, was not a messy breakup that eventually calmed down the way most of them do. It was a sustained adversarial custody conflict that generated years of filings and legal disputes and documented complaints. It never really settled into anything functional. It just kept going. New battlegrounds, new filings, new points of contention. A war that never found its armistice. Now, I want to be clear before we go any further. Difficult divorces are not rare. Contentious custody situations are not rare. Two people who once loved each other enough to build a family together, who then couldn't share a room without it becoming a conflict. That happens every single day in courtrooms across this country. I'm not telling you the existence of this conflict is unusual. What I'm telling you is what it did to the person inside it. Because that part, the interior transformation that happens when conflict becomes chronic, is the part that never really gets talked about. Honestly, and here's the thing. When a conflict goes on long enough, something shifts. It stops being something you're dealing with and starts being something you are. It stops being the hard chapter and becomes the whole book. You stop navigating it and you start being defined by it. Every interaction with your ex becomes more evident in a case you're building internally. Every legal development gets added to a mental ledger you're keeping forever. Every piece of news from the other household gets filtered through the conflict first. And at some point, and this is the part that matters, the goal changes. Most people in a painful post-divorce situation, they want resolution. They want a better arrangement, an acknowledgement, something that validates what they've been through and lets them move forward. But some people, after long enough, stop wanting resolution because resolution would mean the conflict ends and the conflict isn't something they're in anymore. The conflict is them. Without it, they don't know what they are. If you've watched someone go through a difficult divorce and thought, it's been 3 years and she still talks about nothing else, everything still comes back to him. It's like she can't function outside of this fight. You know exactly what I'm describing. You've seen it. And you know how unsettling it is to be around. That's where this story lives. Now, here's a piece of this case that doesn't get nearly enough attention, and it matters. According to prosecutors, Shannon Gardner came from serious family money. Her parents owned a successful arts and crafts company, and they set up a trust fund for her, structured specifically to keep those assets out of Jared's reach in the divorce. That's not unusual. Protecting family wealth in a divorce is something people do all the time. But here's the condition attached to that trust. Shanna wouldn't receive access to that money until she had no further legal or financial obligations to Jared Bridegain. Let that one sit for a second. Really let it land. His existence, his continued presence in her life as her children's father, as the other party in an ongoing custody arrangement, was, according to the prosecution's theory of this case, a financial ceiling. As long as he was alive and they were co-parenting, there was money she couldn't fully access. The arrangement that kept him in her life also kept that trust just out of reach. I'm not telling you that's what drove this. Gardner has pled not guilty. These are prosecution allegations, not established fact. But I am telling you that when you combine years of consuming resentment with concrete financial incentive attached to someone's absence from your life, you get something that stops being purely emotional, stops being about hurt feelings and wounded pride. And the exhausting grind of a custody conflict that never ends, it starts having the cold logic of a math problem. An equation with a very specific solution. That combination, the psychological and the financial, reinforcing each other, is what prosecutors say produced February 16th of 2022. Now, I want to talk about Jared because he matters here beyond just the person this happened to. He was a Microsoft executive. He remarried. He had more kids, including Bexley, the two-year-old, who was in the car that night. He was, by every account from people who actually knew him, genuinely present in his life. He coached. He showed up. He was building something real and good in his second chapter, and it showed. He wasn't quietly suffering. He wasn't diminished by what came before. He was thriving. I know it sounds like it should be a straightforwardly good thing, but pay attention to what that does to someone whose entire identity has organized itself around the conflict with that person. If the story you've been telling yourself for years is that this person is the source of everything wrong in your life, and then that person visibly, publicly, undeniably does well, your story doesn't hold up anymore. His happiness isn't neutral. To someone whose self-contempt depends on him being the obstacle, the villain, the reason things are hard, his contentment is almost an act of aggression. It says, I'm fine. The war you're fighting didn't touch me. I built something new and it's good. So I say, you know, the best revenge is living your best life. Does it? It enrages. It enrages the folks like this. Not that your goal is to enrage them. You hope they go off and do their own thing too and just find happiness and move on. But some folks' identity is being enraged and finding a reason to be enraged and to forever be a victim. And Shanna Gardner really seems like she might have been one of those type of people. It's very hard to absorb when the war is your whole personality, because absorbing it means reckoning with what you've been doing with yourself all this time. And that reckoning is the most uncomfortable thing in the world. People identify you with it. It's your brand. So some people don't absorb it. They double down. They reinforce the narrative. They find new evidence. They file new complaints. They keep the war going because the alternative, putting it down and figuring out who you are without it, is the problem that they're not ready to solve. Many of them, I venture to say, are incapable. There's a line that matters in understanding how this allegedly ended where it did, a real meaningful difference between wanting justice and wanting someone gone. Wanting justice means wanting something specific, an acknowledgement, a changed arrangement, a legal outcome that validates what you've been through, even in its most aggressive form. Justice still sees the other person as a person. It's one who owes you something. Wanting someone gone is different. It doesn't want accountability. It wants absence. It doesn't want the conflict resolved. It wants the source of the conflict to stop existing. That shift from I want justice to I want you to not be here doesn't happen in a dramatic, visible moment. It happens the way everything in this story happens, slowly, quietly. Through years of the other person becoming progressively easier to stop seeing as a full human being. When you stop thinking of someone as a person with children and a life and feelings and started thinking of them as an obstacle, a problem, a drain, the internal restraints that would normally prevent you from entertaining certain thoughts start losing their grip. Not because you're a monster, because the slow erosion of someone's humanity in your own mind is how human beings protect themselves from the moral weight of what they want. I want to close this episode by talking directly to anyone who has been in or around a high conflict custody situation, because this case is extreme, but the pattern it illustrates isn't. The consuming conflict, the resentment that becomes a personality, the inability to see the other person as anything other than the problem, the way someone's whole life can shrink down to a dispute until the dispute is all there is. Those things happen at a much lower level all the time. In families, you know, maybe in your own family, maybe in your own past. And the system that processed all of this, the family courts that received year after year of filings, that stamped and processed and continued the arrangement, is not built to see what the conflict is doing to the person filing the documents. There's no mechanism for that. There's no checkbox for this person's relationship with their resentment has crossed into something dangerous. There is paper and a process and a continued arrangement. Jared Breitigan filed concerns. He documented things. He tried to use every available channel to communicate that something was wrong. And the system received his communications, processed them, and continued. He was 1 mile from home. The tire on that road was not a snap decision. It was not an act of rage or a moment of madness. It was a conclusion of something that had been building for years in court filings and legal disputes and the slow, quiet internal transformation of a person who could not at any point find a way to put the war down. The most dangerous version of this isn't the person screaming. It's the person who's been quietly building a case in their head for years and finally decided they found the verdict they were looking for. We're going to keep going into this story throughout the week. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of it. In our next episode, the man who had no personal reason to be involved in any of this and allegedly became the person who made it all happen and paid dearly. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss that. I'd love to get your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube and Substack. The links are in the description. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed metals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you, from beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.